Well, hey, everybody, it's Donna Parto, and I'm welcoming you to... Ready? Week 11 of the 90-Day Renewal for Summer. And I pray it's been a blessing to you and that God is working in your life. I hope you're enjoying that 21-Day No Excuses Challenge and that it's really making a difference. I hope you would take a moment to watch the video I posted this week announcing the winners for the spring class. And also, Kristen, remind me, let's post Yolanda's video to this group because I think it's really going to encourage a lot of people. And she shares in her video, Yolanda Perry was the winner for the spring class, and she shares that the 21-day challenge, that was the turning point for her. And we hear, and the woman who won the semester before was Lauren. And Lauren's testimony, same thing. Ask either of these women. And send them a private Facebook message. I'll probably get in trouble for saying that. But they'll tell you, both of them, the 21-day challenge at the end of the class. That was it. That's what really turned the tide for them. So 21 days is plenty of time. If you haven't started yet, start today. No excuses. Non-negotiable. What is one thing, non-negotiable? I was so excited I could not sleep last night because I am just determined to my, you guys know I'm a missionary, Erin Kelly, and I live with another missionary, and she's gone for more than a month traipsing around from village to village. She is the most selfless, amazing person. I mean, really, she works with the poorest of the poor, and she has nothing. Somebody donated an essential oil diffuser. I actually think it was the company itself. I don't know, maybe somebody bought it, but the company, Young Living, donated a bunch of oils. And I gave her that little diffuser. You would have thought that I bought her a Mercedes-Benz. Everyone she saw from the minute she got her own little diffuser and bottles of oil heard the amazing thing that these people in another country, these people in North America, sent her this gift for her health. She was so grateful. Just the most wonderful and precious human being. And she's on buses all the time, and it's not safe. So God's just put on my heart, I want to get her, and she really would love to have a motorized scooter. I guess we call it a moped in the United States. And I'm talking with some people, or a guy that is also a supporter of hers, and we're going to just find a way to make this happen for her. And I was so excited to find somebody who shared that vision. I couldn't sleep last night, but I have made it non-negotiable. One of my one things is getting up out of bed at the 6 a.m. hour. That's up. I don't care how late I was up. I don't care if I didn't sleep the night before. That's my non-negotiable, no excuses. And I'm just doing nuts up. I was up at 6, and by 7:30, I was at my new fitness class that I'm taking here 3 days a week. So it's not too, what I'm saying is, you know, your life isn't over. It's not too late. Not even remotely. Get on board with the 21-day challenge. And some of you are, and some of you haven't done it yet. I'm not making this up, I'm telling you. The winner for January was Lauren. She said 21-day challenge, that was it, game changer. Yolanda Perry, spring winner, same thing, 21-day challenge. And it comes at the end of the class like this. Sprint to the finish. So this ain't over until we sing and shout the victory. So welcome to week 11. We are still here. We got a couple more weeks together. So let's make the most of it. Scott, I just love you so much. And I thank you for these students. I thank you for this opportunity. I know I'm not nearly grateful enough. I need to just be so much more thankful. I want to fuss now because the internet's not cooperating. You know, well, the internet makes it possible for me to be here. So if the internet is having a bad day, that's okay. Because it has a lot of good days. Plenty of days it has been here, and it has worked. And it has made it possible for me to continue to minister to these students, who in turn are a blessing, making it possible for me to be here. So I thank you for each woman in this class. They raised their hand. They decided to be part of this online university. And I thank you for them. And I ask you to bless them today. And they've sown their seed, I believe, in good soil. And I'm believing for a harvest from them. Amen. By the way, if you want to be part of this getting a moped for Sandra, get in touch with me. You can donate and be part of it. God's going to make a way. So if you want to sow in good soil, that you wouldn't find much better than her. Very brave. We're in the middle of the 21-day No Excuses Challenge. Got to say no in order to say yes. That just, there's always a trade-off. Remember, was it week 5? There's an exchange taking place. It's true in every area of our lives. We're constantly saying no to some things in order to say yes to other things. Constantly. And when we say yes to this, we're saying no to something else. That's just reality. And so you've got to make a decision. What am I going to say no to in order to say yes to the things that God is calling me to say yes to? It's really just that simple. And we are operating on the basic premise that, as crazy as this sounds, as counterintuitive as it sounds, life is actually easier when you simply decide no excuses. I'm going to do what God has instructed me to do so that I can be who God has called me to be and have all God has purposed for me to have. That's it. And so you're going to love this today, this teaching. Who versus how. You notice the same three letters. How versus who. Just in a different order, right? And a lot of times we get focused on the how. You know, how can I lose weight? How can I change? And it's really not about how, it's about who. Because I've given you so many how-tos. Are you doing them? It's an inside job. It's who. It's who you are. That's why the book is called Becoming the Woman I Want to Be. It's about who you are on the inside. And I really want to challenge you today to get a vision. I think it's really going to bless you if you can wrap your heart around it. Who you are when life works. It can be, because there are moments, there are days, and even seasons in your life when life is really working. You're a rock star. What do you look like? I mean, let's get literal. What are you wearing? Think about a moment in your life when you were full on. You were everything that God created you to be. It might be a specific moment, a specific event. Or maybe it's a time period in your life. Let's see if you can hone in on a specific moment. What are you wearing? How are you moving? Are you slumped over in an easy chair in your pajamas with curlers in your hair? When life is working and you're on top of the world, is that where you're at? No makeup? If some people don't wear makeup, but you know what I'm talking about. Bedraggled. No. No, you look like something. And this is really actually fascinating, and some of our ladies, like Lauren, have really grabbed hold of this. And she's actually a psychologist, and she's now incorporating this into her practice. We call it the Wonder Woman pose. Standing like this for 2 minutes can increase your testosterone by 20%. Now, why would you want to increase your testosterone? Because it makes you stronger and boosts your confidence. It's not going to turn you into a man. 2 minutes. I'm challenging you to begin to stand differently, to sit differently, and to move differently on purpose. I have an experience just this past week. Somebody said, why don't you sit down? I'm like, no, brother, that's okay. I can stand. Whenever I have a choice between standing or sitting, just choose standing. Whenever you have a choice between standing or moving, choose moving. Let's move around a little bit. Walk around a little bit. Anytime you have a choice between the stairs and the elevator, take the stairs. I just moved to, you all know this, a 10th floor. And unless I have a really good reason not to, If I'm going to preach in high heels, I will take the elevator. But coming home, even late at night, in my high heels, I take the stairs. There's a TED Talk, pretty famous, by Harvard sociologist Amy Cuddy, or Cuddy, in 2012, and she revealed that our body language not only speaks to others, it speaks to our own brain. And this is why when people get Botox, it actually helps them with depression. It actually helps them overcome depression. I'm not advocating Botox, but they've done research. People with Botox actually are happier because their face is permanently in a smile. And your brain reads that and says, we're smiling. We must be happy. No kidding. No kidding. Your face, when you're slumped over, your body's like, well, we're slumped over. Why are we slumped over? Oh, we must be tired. We must be depressed. This is pretty powerful if you can get this. The expression on your face makes your brain wonder what's going on. Your brain is always answering questions. Why are we frowning? I don't know. We better go figure it out. Let's make a list of stuff that's wrong with our lives. Make a list of what's wrong with our husband and kids and our coworkers, and then figure out why we're frowning. This is the truth. This is the truth. If you want to change your life, yes, for sure, change your mind. One of the most popular teachings in this class, semester after semester, change your mind, change your life. Absolutely. But I'm here telling you, change your body language and your facial expression, and you can change your life. It works both ways. Because you believe yourself more than any other person on earth. And if you get up, head held high, the Bible, one of my favorite verses in the Bible from Leviticus, God says, I broke the bars of your yoke and enabled you to walk with your heads held high. You put on, you know, your workout outfit, put your shoulders back, go out, head held high. Take a walk around the block. Your brain's like, wow, it looks like we're having a great day. Let's just keep this going. It sets a tone. It sends a message. It puts your brain on a specific track. That's why we tell you, go bounce on a trampoline. See if you can bounce on a trampoline and be grumpy. You can't, because it's a childlike activity. It's playful. By definition, jumping up and down is joyous. We must be excited. Hey, they're jumping up and down. Do you ever say, when someone's depressed, you say, wow, she's just jumping up and down over there with depression? No. You're jumping with joy. You're jumping with excitement. Somebody getting it? These things are so powerful. A 2012 study by scientist Pablo Pinol and other people, Richard Petty, he's not the driver though, on how body posture might affect self-evaluation. What we think of ourselves and our capabilities showed that people who stood in that power pose, the confident pose, chest pulled out erect, super Wonder Woman, were much more prone to rate themselves more confidently than people in a doubtful posture, slumped and self-contained. Step number one, get out of the easy chair. Sell it. Just sitting slouched back like that, you're telling your brain, you know what? I'm not in life right now. I'm escaping from life. I'm not in it to win it. You sit again, a nice, hard, firm chair. Sit on the edge of it. Sit up straight. Confident. I'm telling you, some of you could change your life just by getting rid of your easy chair. Okay, we'll move on. I feel that that wasn't very popular. So when life is working, what do you look like? How you dressed? How you sitting? How you moving? Think about that. And then number two, what are you focusing on? This is easy. And this is a big change I've had to make in my life. Left to myself, Jersey girl, I always focus on what's wrong. And part of that is my gifting and my temperament. I'm a fixer. So I look for what's broken so that I can fix it. I like to get things done. So I tend to see, well, what needs to be done? Where's the problem? What needs to be done? But I need to be mindful and proactive of that and make a decision. You know, I need to focus on what's good, what God is doing, and what I can be grateful for. And I actually write that down every day. Intentionally. How can I focus today on what God is doing, what's good, and what I can be grateful for? When life is working, what are you focusing on? On your best day, your best moments, are you focusing on what's wrong with everybody? Or are you focusing on what's right and what's good, excellent, praiseworthy? You know, when the Bible tells us these things, they're not just so that we can put them on infographics. Amen? The Bible tells us, hey, fix your eyes on Jesus. Focus on him. Think about what's pure, what's excellent, what's praiseworthy. Focus on those things. It's for our benefit. What are you thinking and saying to yourself? What is your self-talk when life is working? Are you saying, hey, I can do it. Let's do this thing. Let's roll. I've got this. God's with me. Awesome. Another day. Let's go. And again, this is why we give you that 3x7 every day. Look in the mirror and talk to yourself. Talk some sense into yourself every morning. Congratulate yourself. Forgive yourself. Commit to yourself. But what kinds of things are you thinking? And what's your internal monologue? When life is working, when you're at your best. Hope you're remembering it. So now here's the fun thing. Name that you. Come up with a name for her. And for me, it's powerful, Donna. When I'm at my best, I'm powerful. For you, who might be something else. But come up with a name for that you. Mine are easy. I've got powerful Donna and pitiful Donna. And then every day I wake up and say, who do I want? Do I want to be powerful Donna today? Or do I want to be pitiful Donna today? Powerful Donna gets up. She's got her workout clothes on. She's going for a walk. She's got her checklist. She's got her chart. She's drinking water, using the Pomodoro app. On the mission. Pitiful Donna, slumped over a laptop, wondering what about the latest Downton Abbey episode. Thinking about what's going wrong and what's not working. All the problems I have to fix. Just being honest. I've got this too. I've got a Donna that's working. And she has certain behavior patterns. And you do too. You have a you that works. And you have a you that, when that you shows up, see, we're all bipolar in a way, aren't we? Wait, we all have multiple personality disorder, right? I mean, some people are more steady than others. But there's a you that you're at when life is just working. And it looks like something. And honestly, just, like I said, simple things. The way you're dressing. The way you're grooming. The way you're moving. That's why this idea, and we think, oh, it's so old-fashioned, it's so old-school, you know, those 1950s housewives with their little, you know, dresses and pearls and perfect hair. You know, they were onto something. Walking around their house in high heels. They were onto an idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So name that you. Come up with a name for you. And I'd love for you guys to share with me. Okay, and then let's look at the other side real quick. Who are you when life is not working? What do you look like? But you look very differently. What are you wearing? How are you moving? Are you moving or are you sitting in one place? Come on. What are you focusing on? What are you thinking and saying to yourself? I guarantee it's not positive or uplifting. Name that you. I already admitted mine. Pitiful Donna, powerful Donna. Name that you. And we got to get rid of that you. Just don't have her show up. When Wonder Woman puts on her, Wonder Woman changes outfits. Are you getting it? She changes outfits. And when she puts on her outfit, she's like, I'm in it. Before I preach, every time before I preach, and I'm going to be teaching Becoming a Vessel God Can Use, and I pray through that prayer, and I say, Lord, before I go up, I say, Lord, I go up there. It's not me. I'm going up arrayed in robes of righteousness. Right now, I put on robes of righteousness dipped in the blood of the Lamb, and I go up there to preach arrayed in your glory and your splendor. Got my Wonder Woman outfit on. What if you just change the way you dressed? This isn't fake it till you make it. This is making it easier to succeed. You have a pattern of showing up that works and a pattern of showing up that doesn't work. We'll give you a quick example from the scriptures. And then I got to get moving. Donnie, you better get moving, girl. The Bible tells us that David strengthened himself in the Lord in 1 Samuel 30. Moreover, David was greatly distressed because the people spoke of stoning him. He'd be pretty distressed too. For all the people were embittered, each one because of his sons and his daughters. I have to tell you this little joke. Their enemies came and stole their wives, their sons, and their daughters. Kidnapped all of them. Do you notice the Bible says they weren't too upset about their wives? Like the wives, you can take them. It's our sons and our daughters. Now that those we would like back. But anyway, it's just a little joke. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. So all these people, you know, how they're weeping, they're wailing, woe is us, it's over, God has abandoned us, it's hopeless, all is dark. And David changes his outfit. That's his response. People are threatening to kill him. And David says, you know what? I need a different outfit. I need to look differently. I need to do something different. David said to Abiathar, the priest, bring me the ephod. Put on his worship outfit. And I bet he danced. I bet he moved differently. David put on the ephod. He was dancing. He was worshiping. Come on, somebody get me? Put on his Wonder Man outfit. David inquired of the Lord. Didn't go to the Lord with all his complaints and list of what was wrong. Went to the Lord and asked him, God, what's your perspective? How do you see this? Talk some sense into me, God. Talk some sense into me. Help me out. Shall I pursue after this man? Shall I overtake them? The Lord answered, pursue. You shall surely overtake and shall surely rescue. So he's got a sure word from God. I tell you, it's amazing what you can do when you've got a sure word from God. That's why I love the prophetic. Just summarizing what David did, and I'm so sorry about this number three over here. He intentionally walked away from negative people. He got near someone who could encourage him spiritually. He put on a different outfit. He prayed a listening prayer. He totally switched gears and he took massive action. God says, I've heard your prayers and seen your tears. I will heal you. That's where we began this journey. And I just want to do a quick recap of it. So has everybody got the plan for what you're going to do this coming week? Get your Wonder Woman game on. Change your outfit. Change your posture. Change your perspective. Week one, we introduce the essentials, the book, the website, the Facebook group, daily and morning evening routines. And we'll let you know that we will be moving you. In the coming weeks, we will be moving you to our all-new Super Chevy membership site. That is going to be happening. I will leave up the old website, but I also want to begin moving you. In fact, I think I'm going to do it this week or next. So you'll be getting an email saying, hey, set up your username. You know, here's your username and here's your password. Come set up your new account on the super cool membership site. So just be aware of that. And when you get to the new super cool membership site, you are going to find 13 audios. Remember I promised them to you? at the Seven Secrets webinar, you're going to find all of them. They're going to be all there. And you're also going to find transcripts for a lot of those. So there's going to be a lot more bonus material waiting for you on that new membership site. The challenge was to set up a prayer place. Are you using your prayer place? We asked you to make a commitment. I'm going to release X number of pounds. By what date? Why? What was your big compelling why? I'll do this by strengthening my spirit and soul through time in God's word and his presence, by walking daily at what specific time, and by eating God's healing food. By the way, Yolanda is at her celebration cruise as we speak. She lost 30 pounds. She surpassed her goal, I think. She lost 30 pounds and is rewarding herself with a cruise with her family right now. We also introduced the eating plan. Very simple. Have a glass of water as soon as you wake up. Then have your cleansing tonic. We've introduced you to a few different ones. Have either a green smoothie with coconut oil. Yeah, don't do coconut oil in both. That's obvious. Either do a green smoothie or eggs for breakfast. Take a whole food supplement. We like essential fatty acids, probiotics, that Udo's oil for your essential fatty acids, and ester C. Maybe mid-morning you can have an almond. Have a grapefruit with almond butter. So you're mixing a little bit of protein and low glycemic fruit. We encourage you to have half your water allotment by noon, if you possibly can. For lunch, have salad in a jar, or maybe eggs with veggies, you know, the cute little quiche type, not quiches, but whatever they are, the little make-ahead, this eggs in a jar, we love those. If you want another snack, again, keep it low glycemic or nuts. Dinner, palm-sized protein, steamed or stir-fried vegetables. Not a lot of carbs here, people. We're not big on carbs, except healthy carbs, vegetables, and fruits. 7 p.m., have your lemon water, brush your teeth, no more eating. Finish any remaining water and refill your pitcher. That's it. I mean, if all you did is this, you lose weight. That's it. Lean proteins, vegetables, healthy fats, low glycemic fruits. That's it. It's that simple. We even gave you a list of what those low glycemic fruits look like. And then we encourage you week two, proper prior preparation prevents poor performance. And we just love salads in a jar and soups in a jar. And we gave you a ton of recipes on that. Week three, we introduced you to the Pomodoro technique and told you that sitting is the new smoking. Sitting all day is killing people. And use the Pomodoro app. Work for 25 minutes. Get up for 5 minutes. Go get a glass of water. Walk around. Stretch your arms. You know, do some squats, do something. New research, if you sit 8 hours a day, you can mitigate the damage with an hour walk. If you sit 4 hours a day, then a half hour walk is good enough. All the things that we've been telling you for 16 years, science continues to confirm. My days when I do my Pomodoro app, it's so much better, so much better. Week three, we said that every choice we make is a seed planted in the garden of our soul and that you are the bishop of your soul. We introduced the 7-3 strategy, and I've added this Wonder Woman pose to it because I think it would be great to mix these two together. Do your Wonder Woman pose, and she's kind of got her hip off kilter. I would actually be more straight. Shoulders back, hands on hip, look in the mirror. I congratulate you for 7 things. I receive God's forgiveness and I forgive you for. And then the last one, I commit to you that I will. Take a good 2 minutes. Scientifically proven, this one simple thing will make a difference in your life. And I hope that before I do this, my routine, I straighten up my room first, get dressed in a workout outfit. And then I go do this. Week four, we did 3 approaches to fasting daily, resting from digestion. We do that by what? Stop eating at 7 o'clock at night. That's it. Weekly, again, you could do that every Monday, every Sunday, whatever works for you. But take 1 day a week to fast and just do cleansing tonics on that day. And then we talked about it's extended fasting for deep cellular recovery and spiritual renewal. And I will be leading a 10-day fast in the Power of God class coming up in November. Or is it October? I think it's October. In October, I will be leading a 10-day fast in the Power of God class. So you might want to be part of that. Again, we don't do extended fast to lose weight. In fact, you probably will gain weight in the short term. And I always warn people of that. We do them to loose the chains that drive weight gain. And we talked about the four phases, actually five phases of fasting, and understanding the fasting zone. Week five, we talked about the witching hour and how it might be caused by physical exhaustion, decision fatigue, willpower depletion, or something more sinister. And that's why we encourage you, turn off the electronics. 9 p.m., turn it off. And once in a while, there's exceptions. I worked long hours last week, and I was not off the electronics by 9 o'clock. But as a rule, shut it all off. We also introduced you to the idea of kettlebells. We didn't do much with that. But pre-meal exercise, are you doing this? Take 90 seconds. Not minutes, seconds. Just do some squats, wall press, chest pulls. Pick one. Maybe it's easier, one thing. Just remember, I always do some squats. I always just turn around against the wall in my kitchen and do some push-ups against the wall before I eat anything. Simple, 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 simple. Then we did the bonus. Did you love it? The curse-breaking prayer, breaking the power of words spoken by you and against you. I'm telling you, I think it's one of the most powerful things that we've ever done. And here's just a recap of that prayer. I won't read it right now, but you'll have this, you know, because I give you the PDF, right? So you have the whole class. I'm recapping. Are you loving this? I'm recapping the whole class. Week six, we looked at the connection between clutter and weight gain. And we established that anything that robs you of peace drives emotional eating and weight gain. Your subconscious mind is aware of every unfinished task and makes constant mental notes of all that is left undone. And that is far more draining than we admit. I was sitting yesterday, I was just feeling really drained. And then I realized that I had, you know, because I've been preaching and long hours, I was at this church for 7 hours praying for people. Once you pray for one person, forget it. Forget it. Now everybody is going to stand there until they get prayer. So we were there for hours. And I started just piling stuff, coming home from church and throwing things here. Being honest, I'm always honest with you guys. I'm throwing stuff around. And I was just feeling really drained. And I'm like, you know what? Stop. Declutter. Just put some stuff away. And I'm not ashamed with this. I always like to have a nice little vase of flowers where I'm working. I'm like, I couldn't even see it or appreciate it because I had like crumbled pieces of paper and you have my Bible there and my notebook there. I'm like, clear it off. Get some Windex, wipe it, look at the flowers, get everything else gone, make it nice. I'm like, felt so much better. And we had the declutter contest, an amazing award package. Rebecca won that. Amazing award package from KD and from Renee. We introduced you with a weekly plan. Life works better when we have a rhythm and a routine. Monday fasting, Tuesday your testimony, Wednesday weigh in. You have to weigh every day. You make yourself crazy. Once a week you should weigh in and be accountable. Be thankful Thursday. Fling it Friday. Keep decluttering. Shake it Saturday. Sabbath Sunday. We also covered why we recommend bone broth. We talked about leaky gut syndrome and how your stomach talks to your brain just as much as your brain talks to your stomach. This stuff is incredible. Your stomach, if you've got leaky gut, it can make you depressed, give you acne, thyroid issues, joint pain, so many issues. Fatigue. Week seven, we said that your biggest problem is that you think you shouldn't have problems. And we talked about the cure for emotional suffering. Appreciation. Think about, hey, what's good about this situation? Learn and grow. What can I learn from this? Love and give. How can I take my eyes off of myself? Week eight, did you love it? Come on. We did the special blessings prayer, and I'm going to be offering the 21-day special blessings prayer coming up in December. In fact, I should have put this up, Donna. I should share this with you. I'm going to be offering a Labor Day special. You are the first to hear about this, okay? The Labor Day special, I just get these crazy deals. It's going to include Unleash the Power of God in the month of October, which will include a 10-day fast. In That's October. And then November, Deanna Allen is going to be back. Most of you probably don't know her, but she's really a neat lady with a great anointing for prayer and deliverance, healing and deliverance. She's going to be co-leading Beyond Breakthrough in the month of November. And then in December, as you get ready to see your family at Christmas, we'll do the special blessings prayer, which is dealing with hurts in families. And, it's really a great time to do that. All three of those classes combined for $77. Smoking deal. I'm going to be doing that for Labor Day. Actually, I think the link is ready for that, and as soon as it is, I'll post it up in the Facebook group. But I know that many of you shared that you were deeply touched just by spending a couple weeks on the special blessings prayer, and we're going to spend 21 days on it and really dive a lot deeper. This is the most important book, the most powerful book I've ever written. I know it's going to be a blessing to you. So just for your convenience, I'll recap the prayer right here on this one document. And then week 9, we continued. Remember, we did that kind of live session, and I prayed for some of you. And thank you so much for your transparency and your participation in that. It was really, I think we really kind of, it was like a bonding, right? I mean, that's when we really, I just felt like such a breakthrough in the spirit and such a connection in this class. Week 9. And also hit on that, again, the alkaline and the acid. You may not have a fat problem. You may have an acid problem. And I explained that whole thing, and I talked about an alkaline diet and the benefits of it. Week 10, we began our 21-day No Excuses Challenge, Race to the Finish Line. We challenged you, if you haven't done this yet, get free, get focused, go far. That's our motto here. Make 2 lists, wanted behaviors that are not repeating and unwanted behaviors that are. And then kind of go for the lead domino. Because we all have the same thing, excuses or results. We are all the same. We all have either excuses or results, but never both. And any moment you spend making excuses is a moment that you are not making results. Just that simple. So we're in this 21-day challenge. We paint, here's kind of the process we went through last week. Paint the ultimate go far vision. Where do you want to go with God? Choose the bad habit you need to get free of, or choose the new habit that you need to get focused on, or maybe that both. But don't make a list of a million different things. Buy a reward, pick a reward and buy a gift card for it within 48 hours and make a decision that either you're going to use that card because you've earned it or you're going to give it away. Just to recap real quickly, the 7 secrets for weight release: recognize your body's on the front line of a spiritual war, do it for something more significant than a scale or a dress size, understand the battle is waged, it's won or lost in your soul, not your body, stop depleting your limited supply of willpower and instead strengthen your willpower muscle. How? Little bits with consistency. Pick up the little 5-pound weights every day and do a lot of repetitions. That's how we get strong. Overcoming emotional eating triggers, critical to lifelong weight management. 6, when it comes to exercise, little bits with consistency will take you further than fits and starts. Do that daily walk. Use your Pomodoro app. During those 5 minutes, get up, do some push-ups, do some sit-ups, do some squats, walk around, wave your arms in the air, do some jumping jacks, jump on your trampoline throughout the day. Just get a little bit of exercise. This could change your life. True biblical fasting is essential for health, vitality, and lifelong weight management. And the 6 steps to renewal success: get to read the book, listen to the training, watch the video, join the webinar, meet others in the Facebook group, and change your life through little bits with consistency. Our current focus, you know what it is, reward yourself, because behavior that gets rewarded gets repeated. Reminder of 90-day renewals about addition, not subtraction. You've got your morning routine, your evening routine, and that is a wrap. I'm going to go ahead and just thank God and the recording there. Oh no, was my screen not showing? Oh boy, did the screen go out? Kristen, did the screen pause? Kristen, are you there? Did the screen pause? Let's just go through it real quick. I've just been told that you are not seeing the screen. I should have opened up my Facebook Messenger. Because I bet somebody was telling me. Okay, here we go. So just go through the screen real quick. We have the 21-day no excuses. I talked about who versus how. The Wonder Woman pose. And you'll have this. You'll have this. And of course, all of this, you could have just been listening. What are you focusing on? I shared about this passage from 1 Samuel 30 and David's strategy to just change what he was doing. Then I did a recap of week one, week two, week three. Wonder Woman is back, week four, week five, curse-breaking prayer, it's all here on the screen for you. I knew the enemy was going to try to get the upper hand with technology, but he's just a loser, so we are not going to give him much airtime. Week six was clutter and weight gain. Week seven is your weekly, kind of our weekly plan here. Week seven, we talked about bone broth, leaky gut syndrome, how it affects your brain, your skin, so many areas of your life. Talked about the cure for emotional suffering, the special blessings prayer, which I've included here for you. Week nine, we did the a little bit on acidic versus alkaline diet, and we did the practical session on the special blessings prayer. Week 10, we introduced the 21-day challenge, and that brings us to today. You've seen all these a million times, right? Week after week, okay? So that is that. So I hope you were able to follow, even just listening to my voice. I mean, back in the day, all we had was my voice. We didn't have the images. So hopefully that was helpful. Let me just pray and thank God. It does look like at least it was recording. So God, I thank you so much for those who are here today, and I pray that they were able to clearly hear and apprehend and comprehend what the Spirit was saying, even though they didn't have the visuals. And we love you, Lord, and I pray that you would release grace for everyone to finish strong. Finish strong in Jesus' name. Amen. Went ahead and wrapped the recording. Sorry about that, guys. I don't know when it went out. If anybody wants to raise your hand, you're welcome, and give me your comments, questions. You can put them in here. Well, there's nothing we can do about the slides. I don't know what happened there. We were seeing it, but then it went out. Oh, okay. Well, but were you able to concentrate, Danielle? Danielle said the screen, for some reason, it just stayed on the intro slide. But Danielle, were you able to concentrate and get the message, even without the visuals? Be curious to get some feedback on that. Yeah, I'll post the slides for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Danielle says she was able to just listen. Okay, and the audio came through loud and clear. Well, praise God. Praise God. Everybody's chiming in and saying that they were able to follow along. Okay, well, praise God. I'm going to have to go ahead and wrap because I don't know what's going on with the internet here. And I maybe that's why it just didn't have the capacity to run the slides. Because for me, it was showing. It was running just fine. So not sure what that was. But you will have the slides to go with this. And you can, you know, kind of look at those as you do the replay. So we love you guys. Come on, ladies. Finish strong. For real. I really hope you heard me. Whatever else you heard, I hope you heard me say. January winner was Lauren. Lauren said what changed her life was the 21-day challenge. And Kristen, you're here. Can you post that? Wait, let's post up Lauren's video testimony. And Yvonne, who won the spring, said the 21-day challenge changed her. So let's post that up. And really get encouraged, ladies. We love you, ladies. We'll see you on the Facebook group.